Who can identify this sound? Who can identify that? We're not going to taunt you by withholding the answer till the end of this record, but when you hear what it is, you won't believe it. At least you won't understand it. That sound came from three little notes extracted from this. We'll leave till the end of this experimental record the explanation of how that weird sound at the beginning was compiled, because we want to reveal to you, in the next few minutes, some of the fantastic intricacies of sound hidden in the sweet, familiar song that cheers uncounted households, the canary bird singing at a sunlit window. There's a pattern in this song and extraordinary improvisations within the pattern. Some of this complexity will become more clear during the first step of our experiment, slowing the speed by half, and so lowering the pitch by one octave. Listen to the song this way. Repeated patterns, improvisations within the patterns, wide intervals, flutters, slurs, many slurs, always rising in pitch, and different timbres. Did you notice that? How different the tone quality is in different registers? Up high, it's shrill and piercing, but the low pitch tones are full and rich and clear. And how many repeated notes, the same notes, repeated in rapid succession, some so rapidly you can't count them, and some quite slow, readily perceptible to our ears, certainly at this half speed. Did you notice that one clear note he kept repeating? This? That particular note we measured is 1,408 vibrations per second, an F natural. There seems to be a little hitch in front of it each time. Can't quite make out what it is so fast. Let's lower the pitch an octave and hear it at half speed. Here it is. Can't quite make out that first little note, the hitch before the low note, the sustained F. Is it an octave jump? Maybe it's a slurred note, that first one. It seems to go a little higher than just an octave above the low note. What if we lower it once more, so it's two octaves below the original canary sound and four times slower? See what becomes of that little hitch at the beginning each time. Think it is a slur, that first note. Notice how the quality of the low note changes. It's much richer down in this register. Do we dare try one more lowering of the pitch to see how the tone quality is affected? Here's that same little sequence of notes, three octaves down, and eight times slower than we'd normally hear it. Now. Did you notice something? He slurs the lower note, too. Slurs up to the F, to the held note. And he seems to repeat it exactly. It's the same each time, whereas the top note, the little catch note, varies. It isn't quite the same each time. He gets off pitch. Let's hear it once more. You'll see what I mean, how the lower note slides up to the F, where he holds it. In this register, it's only 176 vibrations per second. The original song was full of trills, wasn't it? Trills all up and down the scale. See how they change in sharpness as well as in pitch. Know how many notes per second in that fastest trill? We calculated 72 notes per second. No wonder we can't hear them when the canary sings. Can you pick out that fastest trill if we cut the speed in half? Listen for it. That one. How would the sound of these notes be changed if we brought them down another octave? The quality should be much fuller, much richer. Here are the trills 2 octaves lower than the canary sings them. Our little canary is transformed into some screeching bird of the marshes. And how much variation there is in the trills themselves that was unnoticeable at first. But now, listen to this weird, unearthly sound when the speed is reduced 8 times. That last low repeated note sounds like a human being, belly laugh. Reminds you of Lum and Abner. Do you know the most astonishing transformation in this whole experiment with the canary? It really startled us when we first came onto it. At first, we couldn't think what it was. It's this. Uh-huh. You always think of a canary saying peep. It's nothing like a peep. Here it is, 1 octave below. Which becomes, when it's lowered again, a complete transformation from canary to a woman's voice. Not quite complete. A hound baying. We played these experiments for John Wummer, the first flutist in the New York Philharmonic, and he wanted to join in our experimenting. So we extracted certain parts of the canary's song, put them together, and played them over and over for John Wummer to hear. Then he took out his gold flute and played a duet with a canary. We recorded it. Would you like to hear the first flutist of the Philharmonic together with a canary bird? Thank you, gentlemen. Of course, if you want to make it sound like 2 canaries singing a duet, such coordination. Now, I want to explain how we compiled that sound you heard at the very start. We looked for 3 different sustained notes in this song of the canary, and we found them this way. You notice those 3 notes sung together? We isolated them. these. Then we looked for another sustained note, and we found one a third below. In the middle of that little sequence, and we extracted them. Then a third note appeared later on in the song. The one with the catch before it, this. We eliminated the catch, the prefix. Here were our three notes, a third apart from each other. Then we blended them together, the three notes in a triad. We lowered this triad one octave. Then we lowered it a second octave and blended the two together. Then a third octave below and added to the other two. A sound made from three little notes from the song of a canary. Another demonstration of how the most familiar sounds can become strange to your ears.